Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The parable that Jesus told us, it's not really that hard to understand. Hey, the sower is Jesus. He sows his word. And where he sows it is in your heart. But the condition in our hearts is not always ideal for his word. Sometimes we've got hard hearts. Sometimes we've got rocky hearts. Sometimes hearts that are thorned by the cares and pleasures of life. And so sometimes the word takes root and grows, and sometimes it doesn't. Now, one of our disadvantages to understanding this parable is that we're used to modern farming. And modern farming is not like the farming that you hear in the parable this morning. In about a month or so, a month and a half maybe, we'll start seeing the farmers going out to get the fields ready for their spring planting. And what are we going to see? Huge tractors, right? These huge 200 horsepower plus tractors going, pulling into the field with these 30, 40 foot implements behind them. And it looks like a piece of cake, right? How easy can it be? Just tractor glides up and down the field, turns the dirt over. They go over it once and here's this, you know, pristine field all ready to be planted. Now don't tell any farmers I said their job was easy, because that'll get me in big trouble, right? No, it's not easy, but it sure does look easy, right, that way. No, you're not going to understand the parable that way. Let's go back a little bit. Let's think back to when the fields were rougher. Okay, think back to when farmers, when they were going to plant, they had to break up that soil for the first time. Think back to when that soil had been laying there, being compacted, pushed down for years and years and years. And they got to come in there and try to break that up. They got to hook one little plow up to a couple, strong animals or something, try and get that ground worked up. That was hard work. Or think back to when there were rocks in the fields. I know that I didn't even realize that there were rocks in fields, because of course I grew up farming. We never dealt with rocks. Then one summer I go out west to help on this harvesting crew, and they say, watch out for the rocks in the field. Don't pick up a rock in the combine or you're going to be in big trouble. I say, what are the rocks doing in the fields? Well, yeah, it's because we're just used to it. Yeah, the fields have been cleared, but somebody had to do that. Somebody had to go out there and get all those rocks out of the field so that the plants can grow. And then, of course, there's all the weeds that had to be gotten rid of, the thorns, the trees, right? Well, understand, all of that is what's going on in our hearts. There's not perfectly pristine soil in here. It's hard, compacted by sin. It's rocks in there, thorns in there, weeds in there. And Jesus has got to do the work of getting that seed to grow in our hearts. So why does Jesus even tell this parable? Well, the whole reason is because he's going around preaching his word and people aren't believing. And he wants you and I to understand why that's happening. He wants his disciples to understand why, when Jesus is sowing the seed, preaching the gospel, why do people not listen to it? What about you? You hear the word all the time. Why do you not always listen to it? Why does it not always take root in your heart? Why do you still sin? Why do you still have to come back and ask for forgiveness? What about me? Same thing. Why does this happen? I preach the word and still it doesn't seem to sink in. Why do some others hear the word and they absolutely refuse to believe it at all? Why does this happen? Well, let's look at these three types of soil a little bit. First of all, you got the path. And this, when the farmer's throwing his seed around, some of it lands on this path, and you understand it can't even get in the dirt. Because the path, everybody's been walking on it, animals up and down it, and the dirt is so compacted and so hard that the seed can't even get in. And so what happens? Well, here come the birds and they snatch it up. Well, this happens to you and I all the time. This is that phrase we use, come in one ear and go out the other. That's when we're like these hardened paths, and we often are. I mean, anytime you come to church, you know this happens. You're sitting there in church. Maybe you want to pay attention, but you find yourself after a while, oh, what was I even saying? What was I doing? This is what happens when we're like a path. The word just seems to come in one ear, go out the other. We don't hear it. Or maybe you've had, when you're reading the Bible And you get down like 5 or 10 verses then, and you have to stop because what happened? You forgot what you were doing. You weren't even paying attention to what you were reading. Oftentimes, that's the way our heart is. It's hard. The word can't even seem to take root in there at all. And then, of course, we know some that absolutely refuse to listen to it at all. It breaks our heart to see. But some hearts are so hard that you try to tell them a word about Jesus, and they won't listen to any of it. Sometimes we might wonder about someone who's been able to sit in church their whole life and listen to sermon after sermon, and yet it didn't take root at all. How does that happen? Or somebody that grew up in the church and was confirmed in the church, and then they go on to reject all of it. How does this happen? Well, Jesus tells us, hard hearts, the devil comes and snatches it away. Or the second soil, the soil that's on the rocks, you know, this is where we say, well, why does it often happen that we hear the word but we can't follow through on it? Jesus says the ones on the rocks, these are ones that, like, they get really excited about it. You know, that word of God takes root in their hearts and they say, man, I've got these huge plans and I'm so excited about what Christ has done, and I'm going to get rid of this sin here and that sin over there. We're never going to do those things again, ever. And then we say, I'm going to do all these good things from now on, and I'm going to talk to people about Jesus, and I'm going to, you know, read my Bible, and I'm going to be listening to people more and being kinder and being less selfish. We got all these big plans, but we can't follow through on them. Jesus says it's like a seed that falls on a rock, and it sprouts right up, but then the sun comes out, and it's got no roots, so it withers and dies. Sometimes that's the way we are. We get really excited. The word takes root, and all of a sudden we're excited, but then some heat comes, some testing, some trial, and we fall away. Or the third soil. Third soil is the stuff that comes up, but you got the thorns and the weeds that choke it out. Why does this happen to us? Why do we get distracted by so many things? Jesus says it gets choked by the cares, riches, and pleasures of life. There are so many times where the Word of God will take root in our hearts, and yet we get distracted by work or money or sports or shopping, things we got to buy, or TV or Facebook or gossiping or social stuff, friend stuff. I mean, you name it. And all of a sudden, the word gets choked out by these cares and pleasures of life. And yet, miracle of miracles, despite everything I've told you, then there's this fourth part. I mean, look at all the things you and I have working against us in our hearts, and yet, Jesus says there is this one other part in your heart, this other soil, where the word takes root, and it grows, and it produces a harvest. And it's a miracle, isn't it? Isn't it a miracle that of all the distractions and things that we've got working against the word in our hearts, that somehow, by God's grace, He still works. He still finds a place in our heart where that word can grow and produce fruit and produce faith so that we believe in Jesus. It really is a miracle. A couple years ago, I don't know how long ago, somebody brought me an editorial from the Pantograph. I think it was Joyce Hanthorne. She brings me a lot of good stuff from the Pantograph. Anyway, there had been, I guess, a little back and forth in the Pantograph. Somebody had written an editorial that said he didn't go to church anymore, because what was the point of it? He had been to church for all these years and he couldn't remember a single sermon. He couldn't remember any of it he'd been preached to, right? And don't we sometimes feel like that? Man, I go to church all the time. I can't even remember what in the world he talked about last week. Well, somebody else wrote back, another editorial, and it was a perfect response. And he used this illustration. He said, sure, we can't always remember everything, but it doesn't mean it didn't work. He said, I can't remember what my wife made for supper last night, or the night before, or what she made for lunch yesterday, but I'm still alive. It still worked. It still fed me. That's a really good point. It's a simple point. You could take it too far, but it's true. Yeah, tomorrow you may not be able to remember a word I said. it doesn't mean it didn't work. It doesn't mean you weren't fed today. You may not be able to remember any of the hymns we sang or the readings we read from Scripture. It doesn't mean it didn't take root in your heart and give you what you needed. You know? The Word of God, this is our Old Testament reading today, it is never in vain. God never sows His seed in vain. You never come to church in vain. You never receive the Lord's Supper in vain. You never read His Word in vain. It's always, always working. It's always finding a place in your heart where it is growing. And to illustrate this, I want to tell you a little story about my dad. When we would plant in the spring, we'd get the field all ready. It was all dissed up, cultivated and everything. And then we'd bring the planter in or the drill, whatever, going to do corn or beans. And it always, I'm assuming all farmers do this. I don't know. It's just the way my dad did it. He'd sow, about 20 feet or so and then stop and get out. And then, of course, we'd go to the back and we'd get in the rows and start digging them up. Because, of course, you want to see, number one, is the planter working? Is there any seeds in there? But the bigger issue is you want to see where that seed is. And is it deep enough? Is it an inch down there? Is it 2 inches down there? Is it too deep, too shallow? Is there enough moisture in there? Because you want to make sure you're going to put that seed in the optimal place, right? So that if we know it's going to rain tonight, then we don't want to put that seed too deep. It's going to get buried in the ground, never come up. If it's not going to rain for a while, we want it deep enough where it's going to have enough moisture. So you want everything to just be as perfect as possible. And that's where you can see sometimes we as Christians are that exact way. We tell others about Jesus and we want it to be perfect and we want it to work just perfectly. And I will confess to you that I'm all the time that way as a pastor. I want every seed that I sow to work perfectly. But Jesus has just told me in the parable, three-fourths of the seed that gets sown is not going to do anything. So we as Christians, when we tell others about Jesus, we want it to work right away. We want everything, the situation to be just perfect, that it grows and produces this incredible harvest. But it doesn't happen that way. Because our hearts have all these issues going on. This hardness, these thorns, these rocks. It's imperfect hearts that this word is being sown into. So what would inevitably happen after my dad would plant a field? Here comes 3 inches of rain, right, or whatever. You can never tell what was going to happen. Or maybe it doesn't rain for 4 weeks. What do you have to do? You have to replant the field. And that's what happens with us all the time. The Word of God has to be replanted over and over and over again. Some of the Word that gets planted in your heart is going to go in one ear, out the other. Some of that Word that gets planted in your heart is going to take root. You're going to be, oh, yes, I'm going to do this, and then it's going to get scorched by a trial or testing that God sent your way. Some of it is going to take root. It's going to get choked out by the cares and pleasures of life. And yet some of it, by the miracle of God, some of it's going to grow. And it's going to produce an incredible harvest. And many of you will be, you know the show Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe. He goes in and works for a day, some dirty, nasty job, that somebody has for a living. Well, I just kept thinking about that with this reading, because here you got Jesus working in the dirt. And of course, the dirt is our hearts, and it's dirty, and it's hard, and we've got thorns and rocks and hard hearts, but He works. He keeps replanting His Word over and over again with the promise that it will grow. And finally then, understand that when that Word grows in your hearts, you are growing with Jesus. Because He is the Word of God. He is what is planted in your hearts, and you grow with Him. When that Word starts to take root in your hearts, it breaks up the hardness of your heart, it clears out the rocks, it roots out the thorns and the weeds, and good things happen in your heart. You start to learn to love as Christ is loved. Learn how to love your husband, your wife, love your children, love your parents, love the people you work with, love your neighbors, love other kids at school. The Word grows. That is the promise God gives you. Okay? So trust that Word. Trust that it will work. Because it absolutely does. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.